Chapter 2. Birthday. Master Wizard Zebdigan Wizfiddle had spent the majority of his life running quests of all sorts, but today he turned 650 and he was growing tired. Fact was that most wizards didn't live this long, or if they did, they'd lost the majority of their mental acuity. The running gag was that if you were to make it as far as 700, you would have the greatest surprise party of all time. This was because you could plan the event for yourself, and you'd still be surprised. He stood at the bar of Libertin's Tavern, an upscale pub that had great wine, food, and ambiance. Unfortunately, they offered a poor excuse for an ale, but it was the only thing on the menu cheap enough to fit Wizfiddle's budget. Well, that and bread. At this point in his life, Wizfiddle had thought he'd saved enough money to retire. Sadly, he wasn't good with money. Well, he was quite adept at spending it, but saving it, no. He had tried his hand at investing during his younger years. Unfortunately, he couldn't spot a decent stock in the underworld to save his life. One of the more notorious companies that he'd invested in had a product that promised to restore lost hair. He assumed it was a sure thing, and, in fact, it actually worked, just not the way it was expected. While it was intended to regrow hair on the head, it turned out to affect only the back. After all of the lawsuits were done, Wizfiddle saw his entire investment exhausted. If he'd had any money left to invest during that time, he would have made a killing by pouring it into Backshavers LLC. So instead of being ready for retirement, he had a second mortgage on his cottage that would take at least 5 years to pay off, and there was another 12 years remaining on the first mortgage. Some people lived paycheck to paycheck. Wizfiddle lived quest to quest. He groaned as he watched another man tip back a mug while grimacing. Subpar ale or not, Wizfiddle would drink it. This was because alcohol was his magical power source, which was both a blessing and a curse. While Wizfiddle required booze to fuel his magic, it was a one-to-one ratio of drunkenness to power. In other words, if he wished to cast a simple spell, a few sips of ale would do the trick. But were he expected to launch an engulfing attack against an incoming army, he'd have to be utterly drunk. The problem, of course, was that if he was blistered enough to conjure such a spell, he'd be too muddled of mind to actually accomplish it. Still, it was one area that, relatively speaking, he'd been fortunate. Every wizard had their own particular source for power. Some of the more extreme cases of power sources included a woman who had to chew grubs while tap dancing on a bed of nails, a man who had to knock himself on the head with a particular type of rock while simultaneously punching himself in the stomach, and another man who had to jump off the highest cliffs. He had continued casting the Don't Let Me Smack the Ground spell over and over until he had become so fatigued that he had ultimately succumbed to the finality of gravity. Wizfiddle reached into his pocket and felt the meagre offering of silvers left to him. Tomorrow, he would have to seek out another quest in order to pay the bills. His shoulders slumped. He had no idea what kind of quest he'd get, but he assumed it would be something dreadful like saving a princess or winning back a kingdom. There were rarely quests that were new to a wizard of his advanced years.
"Good day to you, Mr. Wizfiddle, sir," said a young bartender by the name of Gilly. "I believe today is your birthday celebration, yeah?" "That it is, Gilly," Wizfiddle replied, shocked that the young man had remembered.
He looked Gilly over. The man was bulky yet kindly-looking. He had greasy black hair, bluish eyes, and a genuine smile that revealed dental care was not a high priority.
"Please do keep it down, though," he said, loudly enough to ensure that those around him heard. "I don't want anyone making a fuss on my account."
Nobody seemed to care. He sighed.
"An ale on the house, sir,"
Gilly said as he put a fresh mug on the counter.
"It's not the best tonight. A tad bitter, if you ask me."
Wizfiddle took a sip and his face scrunched up. It was bitter, and there was barely enough alcohol in it to even give him the slightest magical tingle.
"Horrible excuse for an ale," he spat, "but I thank you for making it free. Some day, sir," said Gilly with resolve, "I'm going to have me own pub, and when I do, I'll be sure to make an ale you'd be proud to drink."
Wizfiddle smiled and nodded at the young man.
"Good lad, Gilly. I hope one day we'll get your wish."
"We?"
"Aye, It'll be nice to have a decent ale in this town.
He cracked his back.
Not sure I'll be around for it, though, as I fear me rickety bones will soon give out.
Nay, sir,
Gilly replied appraisingly.
Why, you don't look a day over 700, sir.
I'm 650, Gilly.
Sorry, sir.
Not to worry,
Whizfiddle answered after a moment.
I do feel as though 700 is more apropos. Not that I'm complaining, mind you. Most don't even make it to half my age.
Gilly nodded and then walked off to help another customer as Whizfiddle forced down the rest of the ale in one go. He'd got just enough of a surge through his veins to make him feel pleasurable. This wasn't to be confused with the general feeling one got from the alcohol itself. While that was nice too, it was literally the magic that pulsed through his person that made drinking worthwhile. Were it not for that, he would more likely be having a spot of tea instead. When he opened his eyes, he found that he was no longer in Libertine's tavern. He was somewhere entirely different. Where Libertine's had weather-worn tables, the ones in this place were perfectly stained and solid. Where Libertine's smelled of stew and wine, this place smelled of stew and whiskey. And where Whizfiddle had been standing at the bar at Libertine's, here he was sitting at a table across from a flawless-looking man, and if Whizfiddle's eyes weren't fooling him, there was a golden aura surrounding the fellow. Sometimes ale would blur Whizfiddle's vision momentarily, but it had never transported him to another place, at least not literally. Libertine's booze simply wasn't good enough to allow for that. Normal people would have jumped up, screamed, and lost their minds, but to a wizard who had seen almost every imaginable oddity over the life of 650 years, Whizfiddle simply said,
"Hello,"